T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Fraternal Order of Police in the city of Chicago now suing each other in court over Mayor Lori Lightfoot's mandate that all city workers be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by today or submit to regular testing. The union's lawsuit follows by several hours the city's lawsuit accusing the union's president of trying to lead an illegal strike. WBBM Steve Miller has the story.
Shortly after the mayor's office announced the city was taking the Fraternal Order of Police to court, Union President John Catanzara released a video for his membership telling them they don't have to declare their vaccination status no matter what the mayor says.
They can take us to court all they want. We already are filing the paperwork to dismiss that silly motion.
But Mayor Lightfoot dismissed Catanzara.
John Catanzara is yesterday's news, and we intend to fully litigate this matter and definitively answer the question. And what I'm urging officers to do is to not throw their careers away like he's done and follow this guy over the cliff without a parachute.
Mayor Lightfoot was referring to multiple complaints against Catanzara as well as allegations of misconduct. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Tired and embarrassed. That's our leaders of local mayoral carriers are describing issues of postal delays, the main talking point of a hearing with Congress members in Chicago today.
Our members come to work every day in a uniform that represents a tainted product because the Chicago Post Office is in utter disarray.
Mac Julian, president of the Chicago branch of the National Association of Letter Carriers, told congressional members that understaffing and mismanagement within the Postal Service are creating unacceptable delays for residents.
An average of 100 to 200 full and or partial routes were not getting delivered in Chicago daily. Each route accounts for up to 1,000 delivery points.
Executive Postmaster of Chicago Eddie Morgan Jr. says there have been signs of improvement in recent weeks, but more help is needed, especially with the holidays on the horizon.
We continue to struggle with commitments from our new hires and even some career employees who refuse to deliver in certain zones within the city of Chicago due to violent crime.
Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now to the latest on the coronavirus in Illinois. State health officials say since last Friday, there have been 15,669 new cases statewide, 184 more deaths tied to the disease. 69% of eligible residents have received at least one vaccine dose. 54% are fully vaccinated. A new documentary debuting at the Chicago International Film Festival this week takes a behind-the-scenes look at Pete Buttigieg's 2020 presidential campaign. Director Jesse Moss says the former South Bend mayor first caught his eye in March of 2019. He would spend a year and film hundreds of hours with Buttigieg and his husband, Chasten. He says he had access to just about everything in their lives.
There were no closed doors. There were moments where he said, Jesse, I need a little space. Could you put the camera down? And I have to respect that as a filmmaker. But I had control of the story in terms of, like, editorially as a journalist. He respected my integrity. That was important. But he also trusted me. And I think the film, as a result, is very honest, truthful, compassionate, and surprising.
Mayor Pete will be released nationwide on Amazon Prime on November 12th.
The mayor of Harvard admits it's ironic that the city's former police station would become a microbrewery and a brew pub.
Mayor Michael Kelly says that's because the old police station on Front Street was where officers brought people who had too much to drink. He also says the new use is fitting with the building's history.
It comes full circle if you think about it, considering that at one point it was a moose lodge, which certainly served alcohol to its patrons. and then became a police station that certainly enforced, you know, excessive consumption. And then now will then return to a business that will provide consumption. So the building certainly has come full circle.
The man who is paying $25,000 to buy the old police station hopes to have the brew pub up and running sometime in 2023. Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, to the coronavirus numbers now. Health officials say since last Friday, about 15,669 new cases of Illinois' total population, 69% has received at least one vaccine dose. 54% is fully vaccinated. Here at home, the village of Antioch has begun a six-week scavenger hunt aimed at sparking interest in the town and its history.
The Uncover Antioch scavenger hunt runs until Small Business Saturday, the weekend after Thanksgiving. It's designed to get people to spend more time in Antioch, check out its businesses, and learn more of its history.
The Amityville horror movie, the 2005 version, a lot of the scenes were shot here in Antioch, including some of our downtown businesses, which is kind of cool.
Antioch spokesman Jim Moran.
Some of it, you go through our downtown area, for example, and there's QR codes set up where you scan a QR code, you read about some of the history of some of the buildings, with some signage on the building, and then there'll be questions for you to answer in the app that goes with the scavenger hunt.
Other Antioch fun facts, former Chicago gangster Bugs Moran and Chicago Mayor Anton Cermak had summer homes there. High point getters in the scavenger hunt win prizes. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
This weekend may be a good time to winterize your home.
Two more Chicago-area natural gas utilities are predicting higher heating prices for the upcoming winter. Peoples Gas says an analysis predicts the typical residential customer will pay $60 more a month this winter compared to last. In Northwest Indiana, NIPSCO says the average customer will pay an additional $34 per month to heat homes this winter. Earlier this month, Nicor Gas said their typical residential customer could pay $43 more per month this year compared to last. All three are blaming higher natural gas prices. Nicor said last February's cold snap in Texas froze natural gas lines, which continues to disrupt the market for natural gas. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.